Hear ye, hear ye. The next to be summoned before the great King Jalen in the Hall of Judgment is... Deceived!
That's me. That's... me.
You'll be fine.
You're right. Of course. I'll be fine. Thank you, Fadeheart. So long, Charity. Sagus, it's you, my old teacher. Well, thanks for the grand old welcome, sir.
Hello, Deceived.
Well, then, off we go.
What? It's getting late.
No, hold on. You aren't just gonna leave it right there, are you? I mean, come on, what happened to Deceived? And Faintheart? Charity? No, you aren't gonna leave me hanging like this. Sagus? Sagus?
Oh, Peter. This last part of the story may be a little intense for you. Are you sure you're ready?
I'm a war correspondent. Hit me.
Very well, then. I'll hit you. The Hall of Judgment. The place of deepest triumph and yet the darkest tragedy. The place of entry to Athabel and yet the place of exit to Lone. Of the five, there were now three left to stand before Jalen. What now lay in store for Deceived, Faintheart, and Charity would startle each one of them to their very soul and reverberate through each of their eternities in very different ways. Deceived was escorted by the Royal Guard into the Great Hall of Judgment. I walked beside him as we trod along the long aisle toward the throne.
Just look at this place, Sagus. I've never seen anything like it. It's so enormous. So majestic. Is that Ruthless? What is he doing here? He was one of the most wicked men in all of Endel.
You may speak with him if you wish.
Yes, thank you. Ruthless?
Oh, hello, Deceived. My name was Ruthless, but Lord Jalen changed my name to Reconciled.
Nice. But you never went to school, and you opposed Jalen more than anyone I knew.
True. But all along, I hated who I was and what I did. Since I failed to attend school, I never heard about the ancient writings or about the life Jalen offered. I went for a meal at Charity's restaurant. I had no idea. I had only 1 week left before I faced judgment.
Ruthless?
What?
I know you've been going through some challenging times lately.
That's none of your concern.
Actually, it is. And I was wondering if I could pay for your meal.
Of course. I'll take a free meal.
On one condition.
Always a catch.
That you'll stay and talk with me?
I suppose I can put up with your jabbering for a free meal.
Not jabbering. An honest conversation.
Bring on the food.
Ruthless, I would like to tell you about Jalen.
Uh-huh. And I would like to tell you about what I want to eat. I was rude. But she was determined. She told me it wasn't too late for me to give my life to Jalen. As vile as I was, for the first time, I felt hope penetrate my dark soul. Charity said I could be forgiven, unconditionally, and accepted as a citizen in Jalen's kingdom. When that reality struck me, I bowed my head. I cried. Me. Ruthless, right there in the middle of the restaurant.
Unbelievable.
I was overcome by Jalen's love for me. I accepted his forgiveness, and I pledged the rest of my life to his lordship. Though I was only able to serve him for 1 week in Endel, I did so with all my heart. I went to those I had oppressed or stolen from and asked their forgiveness. I gave back more than what I'd taken.
And now you're reconciled.
We must move on.
Oh, yes, of course. So long, then, reconciled.
Farewell.
You know, Sages, I feel so much better now. If Jaylen can accept Ruthless, surely he'll accept me. After all, I strongly believed in Jaylen for such a long time. Much longer than Ruthless. Sages?
You must now approach the throne of Jaylen alone.
But... alone?
And I recommend that you bow.
King Jaylen, I bow before you.
Deceived. It is time to give an account of your stewardship.
This is amazing. My entire life. Oh, my entire life.
In your dreams.
I have found that Jaylen is a king of great grace. Without his grace, I'm done for. But I don't worry about it that much. After all, Jaylen wants us to have a grand time here in Endel. That's what forgiveness is for. And I'm counting on Jaylen to give me a wondrous name, such as Enlightened or Wise One. Oh, I don't want anybody to see this.
Well, hello there. I should like to get to know you. I would say you and I could have a lot of fun, huh?
Please, don't want to see more.
After graduation, I remember several days of parties and celebrations. And then, I slept with a girl and, well, she became pregnant.
Sounds to me as if you weren't following King Jaylen's rules.
He knows I'm not perfect. That's why he's so full of grace. As long as I continue to give him my allegiance and refrain from hurting anyone too badly, it's all gonna work out just fine. I have made a mess of things, sir. But please remember, through it all, I believed in you.
Is the name of Deceived found in the Book of Life?
No, my lord.
What?
Deceived, you are guilty of denying me.
Denying you?
You are to be taken to the forsaken land of Lone, to spend the rest of your life in the torment of utter darkness, hopelessness, and loneliness.
This can't... No, this is a mistake. A colossal, horrific mistake. Jaylen, I believe in you. You know that. How have I denied you?
Did you not listen when your teachers warned of those who claim they know Jaylen, but deny him by the way they live?
But, great king, I attended your school. Sages here can testify to that. I was faithful in all my classes. I was involved in many, many school activities. I even called you Lord.
Why do you call me Lord, and yet you fail to do what I told you? My words have already warned you when I said, many will refer to me as Lord, but be denied citizenship in Aphabel. For the decisive question is whether they obey my father. Here at the judgment, many tell me, Lord, Lord, we told others about you and used your name. But I must reply, you have never been mine. Go away, for your deeds are evil.
But I had faith! I believed in you! According to your word, I should be saved!
Sages, read to Deceived what you taught him in your class.
From the ancient writings. Dear brothers and sisters, what is the use of saying you have faith if you neglect to prove it by your actions? That kind of faith cannot save anyone. It isn't enough to have faith alone. Faith that fails to show itself by good deeds is no faith at all. It is dead and useless.
Deceived, it is not enough to say you believe. Those who truly believe will exhibit a changed nature and no longer produce the fruit of evil. But you continue to bear the fruit of the Dark Lord Dagon. Evidence that you never truly committed yourself to me from your heart.
But what about him back there? The one called Ruthless? I was better than him! How could you let him in and keep me out? You are judging me unfairly!
Am I the one who is unfair, or is it you? You were taught if a wicked person turns away from his wickedness and obeys the law and does right, he shall save his soul. For he has thought it over and decided to turn from his sins and live a good life. He shall surely live. He shall not die. Ruthless followed that path, laid out in the ancient writings. You did not.
But I talk to many people about you, constantly. You know this. I even volunteered to teach at your school.
Recite my laws no longer and stop claiming my promises. For you have refused my discipline, disregarding my laws. You see a thief and help him, and spend your time with evil and immoral men. You curse and lie, and vile language streams from your mouth. You slander your own brother. I remain silent. You thought I didn't care. But now your time of punishment has come, and I list all the above charges against you. Bind him hand and foot. Take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Get away from me! Stop! You're a wicked tyrant, Jalen! A wicked, dishonest tyrant! No! Sages! You cannot let them do this to me! Stop them, please!
Oh, deceived. The judgment of King Jalen is just. And final.
Let go of me! Come on! What's wrong with everybody? I'm not...
Please!